Ottawa, Canadians continued to avoid making trips to the U.S. in May, according to preliminary data from Statistics Canada. Statistics Canada said Tuesday return trips by Canadian residents by air from the U.S. in May fell 24.2% compared with a year ago to 488,800, even as return trips from overseas countries rose 9.8% to 1.1 million. Meanwhile, Canadian resident return trips from the U.S. by automobile totaled 1.3 million, down 38.1% compared with May 2024, to mark the fifth consecutive month of year-over-year declines. Canadians have boycotted travel to the U.S. in response to President Donald Trump's tariffs and 51st state threats over the past few months. The response has affected the airlines, which have moved to reduce capacity to the U.S. in response to the lower demand. In March, Air Canada reduced flights by 10% to Florida, Las Vegas, and Arizona, while rivals WestJet, Flair Airlines, and Air Transat also made similar moves. Air Canada cut its financial forecast for the year last month amid the lower U.S. demand. The Montreal-based airline has said Canadians' appetite for travel has shifted partly to domestic destinations, but also Europe as well as Asia and Australia. According to the preliminary figures Tuesday, Statistics Canada said international arrivals in May, including returning Canadian residents and non-residents combined, by air and automobile totaled 4.8 million, down 16.7% from May 2024. Non-resident arrivals to Canada by air totaled 894,200 in May, down 1.3% from a year ago. The number of U.S. residents arriving by air totaled 439,800, down 0.3% from a year ago, while the number of overseas residents arriving slipped 2.3% to 454,500. The number of U.S. resident trips to Canada by automobile was 1,044,700. Down 8.4% from a year ago, to make it the fourth consecutive month of year-over-year declines, Statistics Canada said. This report by the Canadian Press was first published June 10, 2025. The Canadian Press.